98 Rock, joined in studio by Brandon Dawson and Jeffrey Ward from the Thumbs Up Guys. What's going on?
What's up, man? Glad to be here.
Let's start with the origin. Origin story, the Thumbs Up Guys. How'd it happen?
Yeah, so we all actually worked together at another local law firm and thought, hey, you know, we can do this better. And so we all left in January of 2018 to start the Thumbs Up Guys. At the time, we actually were not the Thumbs Up Guys.
Right.
We were... you know, just kind of went by our names, and we kind of realized that that was a mouthful, and we had to kind of come up with something a little bit stickier, a little bit catchier, and kind of backed into the Thumbs Up Guys, and man, it's grown ever since.
Well, I mean, the marketing on it's genius, because it's like there's a fair amount of law firms in the low country,
just a smidge,
just a little bit, and it's probably easy to get lost in the lawyer last name. So it's like Thumbs Up Guys. I mean, it's who came up with it?
I'd love to say we did. We had a great marketing company that we work with. That it was something that they had come up with.
Right.
We now own it. And so, you know, they were the geniuses behind that. we were smart enough to realize that that was not our forte.
Sure.
Of coming up with names. So.
Yeah, they did pitch us three or four options.
That's
and we
right.
landed on Thumbs Up Guys. So they took it to the 99. We punched it in. You
right.
know, it's like that.
What were some of the other options you remember?
I remember one in particular was the Wolf Pack. And one of our partners is an NC State grad, so he was pushing hard
right.
for that. And we immediately nixed it. We're like, we're not doing that.
Yeah, thank goodness we're not running around with like live wolves. We had a few injuries from
Thumbs
the
Up Guys seems a little bit more friendly,
yeah,
you know, approachable.
I can get that.
That's fair. So as we, you know, head in the summer, does your business increase, unfortunately, you know, because you are there more people out, more injuries, more things going on?
Yeah. Absolutely. Unfortunately, while it is a great time of the year, you
right.
know, tourism in Charleston is the lifeblood of the city pretty
yeah.
much. And so you have so many, an influx of cars coming in, people out on the roads, motorcyclists that are out, you know, it's a great time to be riding around on a motorcycle. And yeah, the infrastructure in Charleston is sometimes not considered the best. And
yeah.
the roadways are having a hard time with all those additional cars. And we do see an uptick in the summer for wrecks. And,
yeah.
you know, people are out of school, you know, taking kids around, things like that. So, yeah, a lot more cars on the road in the summer.
You bring up motorcycles. What can people do? Because, I mean, it can be hard. You know, you get on 26 and there's, you know, bumper to bumper and there's motorcycles. I mean, is there a way for people to kind of keep an extra eye on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it kind of goes back to some of the things we know to be true. Keep an extra eye out, you know, when you're changing lanes, right? That
right.
blind spot is called a blind spot for a reason.
Right.
You know, fortunately, nowadays, a lot of cars do have blind spot awareness and those
yeah.
sort of things. But, you know, look twice, right? Just simple things like that can go a long way from, you know, having a serious injury to somebody who's on a bike. You know, giving them extra room, they can stop a lot faster
yeah.
than we can in cars. You know, I grew up, you know, riding dirt bikes and that sort of stuff. So, you know, I appreciate how quick you can get off, you know, and also how quickly you can stop. And so, you know, again, just giving them some extra room. On the flip side, you know, bikers, you know, man, don't weave in and out of traffic.
Yeah.
Please don't weave in and out of traffic. Because there are times when I've gone to switch lanes and a dude's coming up
yeah.
110 miles an hour. And, you know, that's really, really fast when you're running 70, 80 on 26. And they're coming up behind you. You go to switch lanes and they're flying right behind you, right between two cars. You know, they're kind of asking for it there, too. So, you know, you're not invincible.
Yeah.
I know, you know, we like to think we are. As we get older, we start to realize.
We realize quickly we're not. Yeah.
Yeah. You get out of bed. And you're like, oh, man, what did I do yesterday?
Yeah.
It's like nothing.
Yeah.
But I hurt. You know, again, it goes both ways, man. You know, take an extra look, especially, you know, at nighttime. You know, it's even harder to see. You know, if it's raining and it's dark and you're on a bike, man, you got to be driving so defensively. You know, that's really hard for us in a car to see,
right?
You know, when somebody's coming flying through there. So again, just kind of be aware of the surroundings. This time of year, there's more drunk drivers as
yeah.
well. You know, South Carolina is notorious for having really, really high DUI rates and unfortunately DUI fatalities. So, you know, those are all things that we see really kind of kick off in this summer season. So if everybody would maybe just slow down a little bit, look twice, give people a little bit of extra room. You know, we launched a new billboard campaign to maybe like make light of how bad traffic can be.
Right.
To make people take that extra breath so they're not, you know, flicking off somebody and beeping the horn. You know, one of them says, you know, the traffic builds character, .. allegedly.
Right.
So, you know, we're trying to kind of like let people relax a little bit,
yeah.
laugh a little bit. Jeff will talk a little bit more about kind of some other ideas we've got there. But, Yeah, I think if everybody would just maybe slow down a little bit and take a deep breath.
Biggest one you didn't touch on, though, Brandon, it's not a law in South Carolina. We still don't understand why it's not, but for God's sake, wear a helmet. You don't have to legally, but, you know, for your own safety, it's not going to make you invincible, but it's going to go a long way compared to just your, you know, thin skull hitting the pavement,
right,
and having a piece of metal or separating you right there. I mean, that's a big thing to think about. I mean, I know you're not required to,
right,
but is that really what you want to be thinking when you're laid up in the hospital bed in a coma? Oh, I didn't legally have to wear a helmet,
right,
but now look where I am. But yeah, Brandon touched on the billboards. One thing we're really excited about, those, a lot of them are digital, so we can change them,
okay,
very quickly,
yeah,
with those catchphrases or, you know, more positive messages, and we want the public's help on them. We got to, you know, we have some lined up already that we're going to start rolling out. But if you have a good one that you like, you know, hit up our website, inpain.com, fill out one of the contact forms with something you maybe want to see. And if we like it, we're going to give you a shout out.
Oh, cool.
Same with social media. If you tag us in something on Facebook or Instagram and we like it, we'll throw it up there and make sure your handle gets credit for it. So
right,
we want the public's help coming up with those, and, you know, something that the public at large would like. We want to put as many of those up as we can.
You're sitting in traffic, right? Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, you bring up a good point. It's like it's so easy to get frustrated, you know, with everybody out and zooming around or whatever. Dial down the road rage and frustration. How much is that going to impact, you know, how many accidents happen?
Yeah, I mean, I see it every day, right? You know, when people are getting stressed out,
yeah,
they're all of a sudden they got cut off, so they feel like they should,
yep,
be tailgating, and they pull in front of somebody, and then they're, you know, brake checking them. And I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, it ain't worth it. Like, to get to work, what, 1 minute sooner,
right,
2 minutes sooner? So, you know, I really do. You don't know what somebody else is going through on the road, right? You know, I always try to remind people that. Somebody, you know, they might have a pregnant wife in the car,
right?
And they're trying to get to the hospital. They might have, you know, a sick kid. They might have just had a really crappy day.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just need a little bit of grace. So, you know, try to remember that when you're getting frustrated and somebody cuts you off. Instead of, you know, laying on the horn, throwing out a, you know, a certain finger,
right,
you just back off a little bit and say, hey, you know, it's not a big deal. There's one car now ahead of me that wasn't beforehand. I'm going to get to work at the same freaking time.
Right. Yeah, that's true. All right, talking to Brandon and Jeffrey from the Thumbs Up Guys, inpain.com. So getting in an accident, I mean, it is something that obviously nobody really wants to experience. It can be scary. It can be frustrating. It can be stressful, you know. So when somebody does get in an accident, how do you guys recommend they handle that or start that situation?
Yeah, so the first thing, if you're in a wreck, call the cops.
Right.
You know, don't trust the other driver to just exchange information. You need to call the cops, get a cop out there to do a full report so it's all documented what exactly happened. Take photos. If you're hurt, go get checked out. Don't just, you know, say, oh, I'll be okay, and then, you know, 2 or 3 days goes by and you're still feeling the pain. Like, you need to go make sure what you think maybe is just a sore muscle isn't something more serious.
Right.
So we always tell folks, like, better safe than sorry. We're not telling you to go treat for the sake of treating and to jack up your medical bills, but you need to make sure, like, a lot of stuff, you know, is hidden.
Yeah.
You know, an MRI is going to show something that an X-ray wouldn't. And so we want folks to make sure they're getting the care they need, but they also need to give us a call. I would not call your insurance company. They're going to push for a recorded statement. I've never seen a recorded statement be used favorably for a client.
Right.
No matter how the insurance adjuster tries to spin it, they're going to use that against you down the road. And like I was saying, they, in the moment, you know, your adrenaline's pumping, you might say, oh, I feel okay. That's on a recorded statement. Now, 6 months later, when you're submitting a claim, they try to deny it, say, well, right when the wreck happened, you were fine.
Right.
I didn't really say that, but it can be twisted against you. So don't call the insurance company. Call us. We deal with them every day. We know what tricks they play. We know how to combat those. And we also know how to make sure a case is handled properly right from the get-go. So the sooner we get involved, the better it's going to be for you down the road, because handling it on your own, you don't know what pitfalls you're
right,
inadvertently stepping in.
Right.
But we can prevent that if we are, you know, much sooner to the game.
You get in an accident, you know, and even if you're thinking, oh, I do feel fine, it's probably better to call sooner than later and not when, oh, crap, something is wrong.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, the call is 100% free.
Right.
We only get paid if we're handing you a check at the end of the case. So, you know, there's many times somebody calls in and say, they explain what happened, and we can say, that's, you don't need our help,
right,
right? Or if something changes, give us a call back. Here's some advice. A lot of times we have some kind of one-off sheet. Sometimes people call in, you know, and they have property damage questions,
mm-hmm,
right? Their car's messed up. You know, we'll send them, you know, a free one-page PDF. Here's some things to look for. Here's some tips and tricks. You know, the insurance company's not going to tell you about diminished value. They're not going to tell you that that you have an option to go to a shop of your own choosing, right? So we will educate you, kind of a client's bill of rights sort of thing.
Right.
And again, that's no cost to you. So, you know, why not give us a call is kind of what I always say.
Yeah, some of our Google reviews, the 5-star Google reviews that we have, are from people who called in our intake department, actually gave them advice that we didn't need to be involved, but, you know, gave them such great advice and pointed them in the right direction that they went and left us a 5-star review for that. So, you know, we're not in it just to sign up as many as we can. We want to help people, but we're going to do what's best for you.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. We greatly appreciate it. We got Brandon Dawson, Jeffrey Ward, thumbs up guys, inpain.com.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having us.